Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ever since Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley announced in January she would not run for re-election as mayor, there's been much speculation in Ohio political circles about what the Democratic mayor will do next in politics, if anything. Now, most of the talk is centered around her running for Ohio governor. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson spoke with Whaley earlier this week. He joins me to talk about Whaley and her future. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what did Nan Whaley tell you about her plans? Is she going to run for office in 2022?
Well, she wouldn't say much, but except to say that she has made up her mind about what she's going to do and that she plans on making an announcement about it in mid-April.
All right. So help us out here. What do you think? Do you think she's going to run for governor?
I do. I think everything that is out there kind of points to that. But I think she's had her eyes on that job for some time now, and she would love to have the chance to take on the incumbent Republican, Mike DeWine, because she has an axe to grind with him.
Well, tell us what it is about DeWine that might motivate her to run for governor.
Well, it goes back to August 2019, when there a lone gunman in the space of 32 seconds killed 9 people and injured 17 others in an attack in Dayton's Oregon Entertainment District. It was just a horrible thing. DeWine came to Dayton and appeared with Whaley at a vigil that night at a nearby park, and the crowd was chanting, "Do something, do something." And DeWine was visibly moved by that. Whaley and DeWine later agreed on a package of gun reforms to send to the Republicans in the legislature. But DeWine later backed down on some key pieces of that reform package, and Whaley was furious, just calling it a betrayal of the people of Dayton. For her, it's pretty high motivation to run.
Have you seen any other signs she might run for governor?
Well, there's one that she has a formerly a mayoral campaign website that's been rebranded and is now called Nan Whaley for Ohio and has a fundraising tab on it. That says to me that she's planning to run for governor or some other statewide office next year.
Now, one of the interesting parts of all of this, though, isn't it true that Cincinnati's Mayor John Cranley also could be running for the Democratic nomination for governor in Ohio?
Yes, he clearly is. I mean, he's raising quite a bit of money. He's traveled around the state, too, and he's been doing it for months. If Whaley were to run for governor, too, it would create a kind of an interesting dynamic. She and Cranley are personal friends and they're political allies. And I doubt if either one of them want to run against each other, but if that's what happens, so be it.
Well, there are other opportunities. There are other races that Whaley might be interested in. Do you think she could switch to another race?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are a number of options. She could run for Congress against Mike Turner, who is also a former mayor of Dayton. There's been some talk of her getting into the U.S. Senate race for Rob Portman's vacant seat. And there are constitutional offices in Ohio, statewide offices that are up for election next year, too. The bottom line is this. You know, she's not saying yet. She will say soon. But I don't think we've heard the last of Nan Whaley in Ohio politics.
So I guess we just stay tuned. I'm sure you'll hear when she makes a decision.
Absolutely.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time. You can read more about Nan Whaley in Howard's column right now at WVXU.org.